Captain O'Toole of the Homicide Squad is of the opinion that Myrtle Spear killed Ray Hunt and is bearing down on poor Myrtle. The last words that she uttered as she left Ray Hunt's office at 8:05, the night Hunt was murdered, seemed conclusive enough to him. In just a moment, we'll pick up the story of Myrtle and Marge. Myrtle is still under the barrage of Captain O'Toole's questions. O'Toole repeats the words Myrtle said as she was leaving Ray Hunt's office.
So you admit that you said, Ray Hunt, you will never tell what you know about Agnes Hallen. Never.
Well, suppose I did say it. I didn't mean it the way it sounded. You've just jumped to unfair conclusions, and I don't
think... Miss Spears, just what was Ray Hunt to you?
Nothing.
You mean to say you cared nothing about Ray Hunt?
Absolutely nothing. I loathe
just
him.
Just a minute, Miss Spears. Here. What about these photographs were found in Hunt's desk? Did you give him this one?
No.
How about these other three?
I never gave him those.
And what about this picture, Miss Spear? That's a picture of you, isn't it?
What? Yes, it is.
You know what it says at the bottom of this picture?
Well...
To my first real love. Signed, Myrtle.
Yes, I see it.
Is that your handwriting?
Yes, it is.
Well, what answer have you got to that?
You don't see Ray Hunt's name on the picture, or a date.
Did you or did you not give that picture to Ray Hunt?
Well, what difference would it make?
I'm doing the questioning. When did you give Ray Hunt that picture?
I didn't say I gave it to
him. In that picture, you were wearing a costume that you wear in the show. I've seen the costume.
Yes, I do wear the costume and the parade number.
So you gave Hunt the picture this year?
I didn't say I did.
But you know you did. And any girl who gives a picture to her first real love certainly remembers the day and the circumstances surrounding the reason for giving the picture. I'll bet your roommate will remember it.
Well, she doesn't know anything about the picture.
Then you did give him the picture.
Well, yes, but what difference does it make?
Well, maybe no difference. How old did you say you are?
33.
33. And Ray Hunt was your first real love. Something kind of funny about that, isn't it?
What's funny about it?
Then you admit you were in love with Ray Hunt on the day you gave him the picture.
Yes.
And you knew Ray Hunt had a wife.
I didn't know it when I gave him the picture.
How long have you known Ray Hunt?
A little over 10 years.
When did you discover that he was your first real love?
Not till the beginning of this season.
What do you mean by the beginning of this season?
Well, he started to take notice of me about 4 months ago. Just before the show opened.
And he paid no attention to you during the whole 10 years that you had known him?
Only as one of the girls in the chorus.
What caused him to take such a particular fancy to you all of a sudden?
I don't know. Just one of those things, I guess.
When did you take particular notice of him?
About the same time.
Then it became mutual, eh?
Call it that if you like.
In about 4 weeks after he started noticing you, you discovered he was your first real love.
Yes.
And you knew Hunt had a wife.
No, I didn't know it until I saw it in a gossip column.
What'd the columnist say?
I remembered well. She said somebody told a friend of mine, and he told me, that Ray Hunt, the big-time stage director, and Myrtle Spear, Pleasure's Chick Chick, are very much ablaze. I wonder what Hunt's missus thinks about it.
And you mean to tell me that you've been in the same show with Ray Hunt for 10 years and didn't know he was married?
Not until the day I saw it in the paper.
Well, then what did you do?
I broke with Hunt and had nothing more to do with him.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And you've hated him ever since?
I've loathed him.
Because you found out he had a wife?
No, not because of that.
Because you were the woman scorned?
No, for other reasons.
You were jealous of his wife?
I never was jealous of her. I always felt sorry for her.
Miss Spear, when a woman gets to be 33 years old and then finds her first real love frustrated by the sudden knowledge that the man has a wife, the woman isn't likely to forget very soon, is she?
Oh, you don't understand anything about it.
I understand perfectly. It's very evident that you were jealous of Mrs. Hunt.
No!
It's only natural that you would be. I myself don't blame you for being jealous of her.
I tell you, you don't understand. I'll not answer another question until I can talk with a lawyer.
All right. And as I told you before, you'd better be getting one in a hurry. Go on, you can go now. Out the other door. Tell Miss Minter to come in here. Sit down, Miss Minter.
Thank you, I will.
Miss Minter, you've made a statement before, but I just want to ask you a few questions today. You want to help us find the person who murdered Ray Hunt, don't you?
I guess everybody does. It's a terrible thing.
Well, I'm sorry to ask you again, but what time did you get to the theater?
Well, they just called half hour as we got in. And then Mr. Hunt came over to where we were and told Myrtle he wanted to speak to her in his office. And Myrtle said, yes, and I want to speak to you too, Ray Hunt.
Did you speak to him in a cross manner?
Well, yes, she did speak kind of cross. You see, Mr. Hunt had been very mean to her. After Myrtle went into Mr. Hunt's office, I went downstairs to the dressing room. Then Pat came down and told me there'd been a young fellow in to see me.
Who was the young fellow?
My foster brother.
What did he want?
Oh, I suppose he wanted some money. He's always borrowing.
Then where did you go?
I went right down to the dressing room and started getting made up for the show.
Mm-hmm. How long did you stay in the dressing room?
Well, a few minutes. I don't remember just how long. Then I left the dressing room to find Myrtle and tell her that I thought Jimmy had been there. She was up in the corridor near Pat's office, and we stepped into Pat's office so Billy DeVere wouldn't see us. She was just coming out of Mr. Hunt's office.
Oh, I see. You didn't want Billy to hear what you were saying, eh?
No, because she tells everything she hears. Then Myrtle and I went down to the dressing room, and Myrtle got dressed for the show in an awful hurry.
In an awful hurry, eh? Did any of the other girls leave the dressing room from the time you went in there, Miss Minter?
I didn't see any of them go out.
Well, were they all in there when you first went in?
All except Myrtle and Billy. I told you Myrtle was up talking to Mr. Hunt. Billy went into his office after Myrtle came out.
Did anyone else come in the dressing room after you and Myrtle and Billy came in?
Clarence Tiffingtuffer, our costume designer. He'd just come in and he had a funny-looking coat on.
Where did he get it?
Well, he said he went into a barbershop and somebody stole his coat and left the funny one.
Did he find anything in the overcoat?
Well, I don't like to say, Captain.
I know, Margie. All the other girls were told about the same story.
You mean about the gun?
Yes, indeed. What became of the gun?
Well, Nell put it up on the shelf in the dressing room.
Well, describe the shelf, Margie.
A long, wide shelf where we put our hats and headdresses. And it runs the whole length of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a long pole under the shelf where we hang our costumes.
And you saw this Nell put the gun up on the shelf?
Yes, we all saw Nell put it up there.
Then what, Margie?
Well, then Clarence went out, and they called 15 minutes. Then Clarence came back about a minute later with clean white gloves for the letter number. By that time, Myrtle was ready to go up on the stage. She had her costume and everything on. She went out the door and said she wanted to see Mr. Hunt again. I didn't see her until we heard her scream, and we all ran up there.
Are you sure none of the other girls left the dressing room?
Nobody left the dressing room until we heard the scream.
When was that?
We'd just heard overture calls.
And you're sure you heard no gunshots?
Nobody in the dressing room heard any gunshots.
And you say nobody left that dressing room but Myrtle?
Well, I said something I shouldn't, haven't I?
Oh, no. That's all right, little girl. You've told the truth, haven't you?
I said something that might hurt Myrtle. Oh, please, Captain,
well,
I'll tell you.
No. Don't worry about it, Margie.
Oh, I wish Mr. Reiner was here so I could ask him what to do.
He would have to ask you the same questions, Margie. Now, tell me, how long had you known Mr. Hunt?
Since the beginning of the season.
Did you like him?
Well, at first I did. Then I found out he wasn't a nice man.
What do you mean he wasn't a nice man?
Well, he was always patting my cheek and he tried to kiss me several times and he insinuated things. I didn't always tell Myrtle about it, but she saw enough to know what kind of a man Mr. Hunt was.
Myrtle didn't like him, did she?
No, she hated him.
Did she ever like him?
Yes, she loved him once.
Very much?
Yes. And Mr. Hunt led her to believe that he loved her, too. And he didn't tell her he had a wife. When Myrtle found out, it made her ill. Then on, she had all kinds of trouble with Mr. Hunt. He kept trying to make her like him just the same. Just because she wouldn't have anything to do with him, he took the captaincy of the Chick Chicks away from her and gave it to Billy DeVere. Then one night, he gave Myrtle her notice.
Notice? What do you mean by notice?
Well, notice that in 2 weeks, she was fired. And then, for some unknown reason, he took her back again. Gee, I thought everything was going to be all right. Now this has happened.
How long before Myrtle got fired did Mrs. Hunt find out that Myrtle and Ray Hunt were in love?
Do I have to answer that, Captain O'Connor?
Yes, answer everything I ask you. You've already told me Myrtle Spear hated Ray Hunt when she found out he had a wife.
I didn't say that. It was after he fired Myrtle and after he made... Myrtle.
You said a mouthful, Miss Minter.
I won't answer another question. Do you hear me? I won't. I won't.
While Jack Arnold is in Boston with Mrs. Hunt for the funeral of Ray Hunt, Captain O'Toole has taken the opportunity to rake Mert and Marge over the coals. Has Marge incriminated Mert by her answers to O'Toole's questions? Who killed Ray Hunt? Don't miss the next thrilling chapter of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.